Coming to you alive through the power of the interwebs. Inside the Green Room Studio from the flagship source of the Earth Mix Garden Products Network, it's the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates, bringing you all the wisdom
and wit
you'll ever need to tackle your garden and your projects. Now broadcasting alive from Bates Nursery and Garden Center at 3810 Whites Creek Pike, just 1 mile north of exit 19 off Briley Parkway.
Or 0.9 miles as the Josh drives.
Here's Josh Carey and David Bates.
Oh yeah, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb a tree, don your loincloth, and survey the backyard. You got to find the project. You've got to lay it in the unmarked Halloween grave of the history. Welcome in, everybody. It's the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates, also known as Bob the Builder, this morning. And we're here for you live. We're having some minor technical difficulties, but we're going to work through them. I think we're going out there. So if you can comment, if you happen to be watching live, we're not getting any audio feedback here inside the studio. But
I am now.
Are you getting? No, I am.
Just headphone jacks that were not plugged in properly.
Okay. We got people for that. You know that, don't you?
Well, you know, what the problem that we have here is that we're a little bit shy of the amount of equipment that we need. And so we're kind of sharing some equipment back
yes,
and forth.
And that's all good.
Consequently, that means we're plugging and unplugging things quite a lot, and
Don't get plugged. They don't get replugged.
Well, you know, there's a lot of connections. You know, we continue to try to step our game up.
We have evolved. That
Pro
is
tip.
True.
Huh? Plug it in until you hear the click.
Click.
There's a physical click you can both hear and feel.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
All righty. Yes, I am Josh Carey. That's David Bates. Yeah. That's Michael Stevenson. We've got Tyler behind the screens, and you can't see him. He's off air, but he is running us and keeping us complete
and
clean.
Before we go to the weather,
I want to
say, you know, last week was Honora's last week on the show. Now we hope to be able to, and I'm going to put Tyler in charge of this, of coaxing her into coming on from time to time remotely, which we have capability. But yesterday was her last physical day at Bates Nursery, and now she's still going to do marketing for us. Albeit at a distance. She's going to be living in Rhode Island and in Vermont, back to where she is from.
Wait, Rhode Island and Vermont?
Well,
like back and forth?
They haven't decided exactly. They're going to start out in Rhode Island. They may migrate to Vermont. You don't know. So anyway, I personally had to take the opportunity to say goodbye to her in about the middle of the day because I really hate goodbyes. I don't know how Tyler handled it at the end of the day, but we're both looking at each other like, okay,
what are we going to do now?
One of us needs to go.
Well, the good thing is that you'll be able to blame things on her for at least 6 months.
She's a very competent individual.
That's a pro tip for Tyler. Honora didn't tell me that.
There you go.
Six months.
You got 6 months from yesterday. All right. Folks, this Saturday morning tradition is called the At Home Show. We're here for you. We're going to have guests on in a little while.
Let's go ahead and get the weather out of the way. What do you say? And, of course, today is Saturday, Halloween, a blue moon also. Of course, those of you who may not understand what a blue moon, what the connotation for that is that it's the second full moon
in a calendar month.
Uh-huh. And it happens roughly once every 19 years on Halloween, where you actually have a blue moon.
So this is our second one
since we've been on the air. We just didn't notice it before, but anyway, we are expecting a beautiful day today, albeit with a chilly start, as you see there on the screen, 36.1 degrees here in the Music City. We're going to talk about the entire forecast here for the week coming up, and I'm telling you, it is a dandy. One thing you need to be in mind, if you see that banner across there, is a freeze watch, and I will go ahead and put it out as a freeze
warning.
Well, it's going to freeze.
It's going to freeze?
And the freezes that come in the fall are decidedly less traumatic than the ones that come in the spring, because we all know that our plants have got to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And a freezing weather is what sends them along the way. So anyway, the 10-day forecast coming up is a lot of sunshine. We got some significant rain last week, but today it will be sunny with a high near 64 degrees. Northeasterly winds in the afternoon. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy, a low of about 51 degrees. Tomorrow, pretty much sunny. Then it's going to be a little more cloudy later in the day, perhaps a few, but winds will pick up just a bit. Sunday night, clear, a low of about 30 degrees, and we're going to have winds out of the north at about 20 miles an hour, so it's going to feel even colder. That is the Sunday night. Monday morning is when the widespread freeze will occur. Places like here at Bates Nursery on Monday night, we'll have a second night of it at least, perhaps even into Tuesday, less likely on Tuesday. 53-34 is the temperature range on Monday, 63-38 Tuesday, and it starts to moderate, 68-45. Wednesday, 69-46. Thursday with a few extra clouds. And on Friday, sunny conditions, 70-49. Next week, at this point, looks like it's going to be mostly sunny with milder temperatures up into the lower 70s. And again, currently it's 36 degrees here in the Music City at Bates Nursery. And out here, you may look at your thermometer at home. What, it's not 36 degrees at my house? Well, we're in this low valley.
Microclimate.
Microclimate out here is going to, from in town, it can be 10 degrees difference from where I lived here. I have seen that happen numerous times. It's traditionally almost every morning, particularly during this time of year, at least 5 degrees difference. So in town, it may be more like 41, 42.
No, yeah, over there in that hysterical neighborhood that you live in?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it will be... I don't know how hysterical it's going to be tonight. Typically, Halloween is a really big deal.
Well, that's because everybody over there, including the Bates family, gives away the king-size Snicker bars.
You know what?
The whole neighborhood. The king-size stuff,
right? The entire staff of Bates Motel had a meeting last night.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have decided that we will not be open for business this Halloween. It's just quite a lot to deal with, and we're not going to do it. So,
so the full size bags, the 18 ounce or 16 ounce bags of Herbo Gold Bears will not be distributed this year.
Well, we haven't bought any candy. I mean,
there's normally a big Halloween party that we go to every year. Uh-huh. And that party this year was canceled.
Well, I went to an outdoor party last night. That was quite nice over my brother Mark's. And Mark, thank you, by the way. It was a great gathering of folks and all outdoors. And he really knocked himself out. Haunted woods and everything, multiple bonfires.
Oh, my goodness.
He really threw down. And we had to kind of cut out without saying goodbye because,
bedtime.
I got to go to bed,
Sean Connery just passed away.
Oh, my word.
90 years old.
Well, what a tremendous actor he was, and
I can't do his accent, or I would.
No,
don't.
Okay. And we won't even try to. But he was certainly
the fabulous. Best James Bond.
He was the best Darby O'Gill and the little best in the Darby O'Gill and the Little People. Have you ever seen that movie? Amazing.
Does it look like I've seen that movie?
Oh, well, you should see that movie. I think it should be on Disney Plus, because I know you're a big subscriber to that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, coming up a little later, we're going to have a special guest. We're going to try to roll out some of our, our motto here at the At Home Show is a little better every week. Now, have been some weeks we frankly have not been able to do that, and we're hoping that this is going to be a week where
bunch of them
where that we are going to we're kind of stepping our game up. We've got our Zoom technology somewhat connected, and hopefully gives us an opportunity.
We're going to bring
it. It's very connected.
So it hopefully gives us the
did it click when you plugged it in?
Everything that I plug in clicks.
Okay,
hopefully. Not only will we be able to see our guest, but our guests will be able to see us as well. So,
which will be very unique.
Yeah. So, you know, that, and I've got a number of
who other, is our guest, David Bates?
Well, it is the sweetheart, and I mean the sweetheart of the At Home Show, Sally Chaney. So we're thrilled to get to have her on this morning. A friend of the show for a great many years. For most of the time we've been on the air, she had a store, Sally Chaney Superstore. It was AAA Sewing before that. Uh-huh. And she advertised on our program for a decade at least. And so we got to know Sally through that process, and we have remained friends because she's just a fabulous lady.
And she's now the Safe Step walk-in tub gal.
Right, so we're going to get to hear her talk about that.
Yes, we are.
It's a cool thing.
Yeah, Darby.
You know, those of us who are getting older, you know, and I'm, you know, I just admit it, I'm one of them. You know, it all happened so fast. I didn't expect, you know, this stage of life to come at
this stage of life.
At this stage of life, yeah, you know, I thought
nobody thought you'd get there, right?
There was a great number of years where I had no expectation to make it to my mid-60s. So
at some point. Every time you celebrate a birthday, do you go, wow, I didn't expect to be here? Like, it's always a surprise you made it another year.
There was a time when 40 looked like it was a long shot. But now, you know, I'm shooting for, you know, in the 80s, if possible. I'm trying to.
You don't play golf.
No, I'm talking about age.
Oh.
If I was playing golf, I would be probably in the mid-120s, if not higher.
Mid-120?
Maybe.
That's on a putt-putt course, though.
Josh, you acting like you golf any better.
I don't play that game.
I don't play golf either.
No. You guys, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean.
Love it.
You love it?
I love watching it, too.
Well, okay.
Well, you know what? Interestingly,
Watch it than play it.
I do enjoy watching golf, and I have been to a couple of golf tournaments, so, you know, I have an appreciation of the sport. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's a very horticultural-based sport. That is to say that you're out there on beautiful grass. They always have wonderful specimen trees and shrubs, a lot of great. I've never been to Augusta, one of the places it would be great to get to go to.
The waiting list to go see the Masters is so long, they just don't even have one anymore. You hope you get a ticket. And if you do, it's like $1,500.
Unless you go with a vendor, which is great.
Yeah, there's always workarounds.
There's always workarounds.
And call your attention to a couple of things, 615-499-6690. Now, that's how you reach out and call us. Now, Josh, I didn't tell you that this morning, but I have set up, I think I made some tweaks to our Facebook setting. So if you message us on Facebook, we should get a notification that tells us that you have messaged us so we can
actually respond.
So I'm hoping that worked out as well. Also, you can text us, and you'll get an auto respond message that'll tell you, hey, you can message us, or you can send us a text with the phone number on there that you can either leave a voice message, or we can call you back with your number, or you can leave a text right there and we'll read it over the air and communicate to you. Also, invite you and encourage you to share
YouTube.
Us.
We're up on YouTube.
Share us out on Facebook, or if you're watching us on YouTube, share us there as well. You can subscribe to us on YouTube, and through that process, you'll get an automatic reminder every week when we go on the air. It is 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time every Saturday morning, live from the green room here, and you know, we hope to be able to roll out a few more things. Michael, I will tell you that I got the notification that the rolling stand for the auxiliary board that will service the music venue end of the green room has shipped. So I hope.
Oh, good. Get that set up.
So we're gonna be able working on the other end.
Are you gonna give away the secret, David Bates?
Well, we're really looking forward, and twice, I believe, we have had the Restless on, and we're looking forward to having them again. It's taken us a bit to get things set up, and we've got still a few things to do. My life is busy.
Is it?
It is just.
No.
It is busy, and I seem to, and Tyler can attest, he's had a list of things for me to retrieve and get for him. And I rely on reminders.
Anora would have got it.
We're not going to put it on Anora. I'm not going to do that. Not going to do it.
615-499-6690, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now, as far as Halloween goes, I will say this. My little boy's got it made. He's like the only little boy on our road, right? So he's going to put on a puppy dog costume.
Oh.
And then we're going to go up and down the houses. I'm hoping there's going to be people there with candy because, I mean, how you going to reject my little boy? You can't.
No. He's because adorable and...
you don't want to get punched in the face.
Well, no, you're right, because you're a very, verbally and physically abusive individual.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're standing over there with a billy club going, no, he needs some candy.
He needs some more.
Smack it in the hand.
You got some Doritos? Just put it in a Ziploc bag. Toss it in. Yeah.
Look in the pantry. What do you got? Bring it on out.
Green beans, broccoli, he don't care. Just put something in the bag.
Healthy snacks and we'll be ready to roll. Now,
here's something I want to talk about before whatever you're going.
Okay.
On the Halloween note, and I admit I have been remiss in that I have not actively read what the official policy for Metro Nashville is or anywhere else. Has there been any kind of a word as far as a go, no go on Halloween or how to proceed?
I think it's a town by town because I know Montgomery County, Sumner County, Wilson maybe. I know they brought the mask mandates back.
All of them. Basically, everybody's got them.
Robertson County, unless they changed it yesterday, has not. Oh. So I think it just kind of depends on if you're going to go. I think they want you to wear a mask and not crowd up and that kind of stuff. I think, don't quote me on that, because I am not your civic leader.
I've
seen rules or people suggesting that you put the treats inside, the individually wrapped treats, of course, inside another plastic bag. Set the bowl at the end of the
Do it like Chick-fil-A, where they bring it out in a tub and, non-contact?
PVC pipe is the thought would just,
with some compressed air on the back.
Well, I think you could just do a 6-foot piece and, just
slide it out.
Yeah, just do a little slider down through there.
I just came up with it. We need to have, like the pennies, leave one, take one.
Mm-hmm.
Do it with candy. Take some candy, leave some candy.
That's a break-even proposition if you do that.
You got kids, they're going to be happy.
Everybody's going to get candy that they don't really like. They go, now I'm going to leave you these Twizzlers.
Twizzlers are good.
Well, I mean, somebody doesn't like them.
Uh-huh.
Somebody. I don't know.
There's a big party down in Pettersburg.
The people that don't
like
those are the ones who eat candy corn.
Yes.
Well, I don't eat sweets, period, but it's the time of year that a high level of sugar gets taken in. So what you're saying is that it's just kind of on a town-by-town basis,
yeah.
But I have no idea what Metro's
lots of
official...
Lots of trunk or treats and lots of
I have no idea what Metro's official...
I'll see if I can find it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they don't either. But the number to dial if you have those answers to those questions, because it takes a village to have the at-home show. I mean, it really, truly does. It has for years and years and years and years. Well, but you were alluding to something, David Bates, about the other end of the green room here.
Well, yes, and what we're in the process of doing is that COVID-19 has been very inconvenient for everybody in a lot of ways. However,
the at-home show must go on.
The at-home show must go on, and we are fortunate to live in Nashville, Tennessee,
yes.
A.K.A. Music City, USA,
yeah.
And I am personally fortunate to know a number of musician folks that are that really have we in no way deserve to have them on here. We're not good enough, but because they've
are
got
we
time,
we're not worthy. We're not worthy
because yet. We've got time. Then we will have them.
And it could mean that the return of the second hour of the
second hour. That's correct.
It could happen. It could happen on these special occasion days that we're going to be doing some things. So, but it's needless to say, folks, it's going to be first class all the way. And
I'm talking some technical stuff here with Michael while we're here live on the air. And I'm hoping that our guest shot will be able to be brought up and kept on the front of the screen. So so that we're kind of in the background or minimized down or whatever. So I'm hoping that that's going to be the case. We'll see how it all works out. So we ask everyone's patience as we're kind of working through all of this. There is a there's a lot of little technical.
We're taking it as it comes.
Yeah, there's a lot of little technical things we've got to do.
When you have this much genius in the room, you know, you got to give it a little bit of patience.
Well, thank you, Michael. Yeah.
I was talking about Tyler, but, you know, it's...
You know, we're just a determined bunch, you know. I have never let not knowing enough about it to know how to do it ever stop me.
Hey, I'm right there with you.
You know, I just go ahead and do stuff and go, well, it should be able to figure it out some way.
Oh, my beer.
Yeah.
The one and only Yard Boy's on the phone.
The Yard Boy. He is probably going to announce. And there is a big happening down there just off the square
in
Petersburg,
Boy.
Tennessee.
What's up, boy?
Hey, any chance you can zoom into us? We can catch you in here quickly. Is that a possibility, Michael? Can you send him that link? I heard that.
He's on the road.
Okay, maybe you can't do it. But
I mean, I can. All you got to have is a zero.
I think the Tennessee Department of Transportation would frown upon that.
Okay, well, we won't go there, but we'll try that out there in the future.
For future reference.
There you go. How you doing today?
Doing all right. How y'all doing? A little chilly.
It is a little chilly. It's going to be chillier even the next day or two. So we're going to have some actual widespread freeze for the first time, really, that's going to be widespread. Now, we actually have had a couple of
light. Since the last time it did it.
We've had a couple of light freezes here. One was a couple of Saturdays ago. This morning we were right at it. So we didn't quite make it to freezing, but we were very close to that. So what's going on in your world today? Now, you in mid leaf collection mode, or what's going on?
Well, we're still in leaf chopping mode at this moment. It hadn't gotten to collection yet, but
so you do all your mulching leaf projects first, and then you proceed with the collection part.
That's right. I really don't even stop weekly service. I just keep coming around, you know, like I normally would, and mulch them up as much as possible, and then it finally gets to a point where you have that big drop, and you have no option but to just pull the vacuum out and start, you know, picking them up. So
let them rock.
Haven't gotten to that yet, but it's coming.
Well, I know you're never up this way much, but if you had leaves, you were looking for a place, you know, you could run them out here. We'd be glad to take them because we do a lot of composting here. So just
I'll keep
just
that in
FYI,
mind.
If you just happen to be, we'd love to see you. Besides that.
I'd discount the delivery fee just for you, David.
Well, that's extraordinarily gracious.
I don't do that for just anybody, but for you, I would make the exception.
Well, the price of the product just went up commensurately, though, didn't it?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now I hear that there's a big festival going on just off the square there in Petersburg, Tennessee.
You hear everything. You know, you can't believe everything you hear.
Now, is there any truth to that rumor?
There could be some truth to the rumor that there will be the fourth annual Nightmare on South High Street tonight, starting around, say 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. And will there be potions served?
Absolutely no potions.
No potions. Okay.
No potions. No potions. No potions. No Aquanet. No cat hair. No cat litter.
No smoking anywhere near this process.
No menthols anywhere around either. No,
so, what is the trick or treat policy in your area, Yard Boy? Is it going to be just?
Well, the cops will be out for sure. Wait a minute.
It's funny you bring that up, Josh. I think there will be one guy that's going to be dressed up as a cop for trick or treating tonight, but I'm not sure about anything beyond that. I think you'll even go so far as to have a realistic looking police car riding up and down the road.
Well, one that matches the fleet that is there in Petersburg?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That is amazing.
Oh, my
God. Now, is that legal?
Yeah, I mean, they go all out. Well, we won't get into legalities But, you know, it's funny you were talking about trick-or-treating because it reminded me of a couple of years ago. I had this little boy. He walked up on the porch, and he just flat out told me, I don't want Tootsie Rolls.
Uh-huh. He's so, a smart kid.
So you know what he got?
Tootsie Rolls.
He got loaded up with Tootsie Rolls.
Now, were they the chocolate variety or the fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls?
There's something wrong with
that. Oh, no, I keep the fruit-flavored. The fruit-flavored go into my special little stash.
There you go.
You know, stays at home.
Okay.
Because those are essentially like Twizzlers that are a little more
No.
Those are nothing like eating candle wax.
I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
I don't really eat candy either, so.
No, you don't know about fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls?
Oh, man, you hadn't lived. If you haven't had a fruit-flavored, like a cherry or an orange-flavored Tootsie Roll, you just have not lived, man.
Well, I haven't lived. I mean, chances are I won't live because I don't eat sweets. So.
It's okay. We can not live together because I'm not going to eat them either.
Good. We'll be on that same
They're not Tootsie life. Brand, not necessarily Tootsie.
Oh, I understand
variety.
What they are.
Okay.
It still sounds disgusting.
It's a sugar delivery. It's a sugar delivery system, and, you know, a lot of people participate in that, particularly on this day. You know, when my brother Mark and I were kids, and we used to, because that's when trick-or-treating was, you know, you take pillowcases and trash bags and
rolls of toilet paper and spray paint and shaving cream. And
we didn't do too much.
And water balloons. You walked uphill in the snow everywhere you went.
We did not do too much of that. What I'm about to say, unless I get interrupted again, and then I'll wait and say it.
But would do that.
No, nobody here would do that. Uh-uh. Is that we would have enough candy, you know, to last for months. And yeah, we'd brush our. It's surprising that we even have teeth. We're genetically very fortunate in that, because we would go to bed. Mom would put us to bed, and we had like these little sliding secret headboards, and we keep. You know, we'd eat candy, you know, in the bed every night.
You just evolved,
you rascal, you.
And so I got enough sugar back in the day. If I don't get any more,
yeah, well, that was way back last century anyway.
Way back in the century,
And it was pure. It was pure sugar back then.
Hey, Yarboy, we're really thrilled you called in today. We have a guest coming up. Give us a shout back soon. And don't stay. Be such a stranger.
Good luck, and good luck with the festival down there in Petersburg.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it.
And
remember, Petersburg Town Hall will have king size Snicker bars in the drive-through tonight.
Absolutely. Now they should have ample supply because Bates Motel is closed, and they're not going to have
it. We're shipping the whole truckload down there.
Now
that's very noble of you. All right, y'all have a good one.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, our boy.
All righty. All right, before we go to Sally, now, do you want to talk a little bit about Earth Mix?
Let's do that quickly. And, of course, we appreciate everybody tuning in today. And if you're interested in trying to grow things, and of course you are, you want to do it organically. You want to do it as sustainably as possible. And that happens when you use Earth Mix garden products made right here in Nashville, Tennessee. Only the best inputs are used.
Mm-hmm.
There's no peat in any of the peat moss.
Oh, okay.
Peat moss is a good dude. A little hairy.
We use coconut core.
There you go.
Which is widely used. It comes from ground up coconut husk. So it's there's a lot of it available. So use that and other fine inputs. There's never any chemical additives, and it also has great things like mycorrhizal fungi, humic acid added in, things that Mother Nature naturally gives to plants. We just give a little extra boost, and consequently, for all the soils in the amendments, you don't need to fertilize for at least 6 weeks
now,
after you
folks
plant.
Need to come to the go to their local Earth Mix provider and buy bags of Earth Mix, whether it's any of the varieties, to give out as Halloween treats tonight.
That's a thought. Go to earthmix.net and click on the Find Earth Mix tab. And once you click on that, it will take you to the map that will show you the entire listing of all the folks around Middle Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio. So just zoom in and click on the link and the location nearest you. And remember this, that success in gardening begins at the ground level when you use Earth Mix garden products. And we want to thank you for taking a moment to let us talk about that.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Now,
without further ado,
the sweetheart of the At Home Show.
She's with us. The most
Sally
ardent.
Cheney.
Not the, she's,
hey,
she,
good morning, fellas.
How you doing, girlfriend?
Oh my gosh, I'm great. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween
to you.
And we get to sleep in tomorrow, so we got a little extra hour.
Yeah, that doesn't apply to me at all. It doesn't. Yeah,
Is that why you didn't bring it up yet? Like, set the clocks back an hour?
This is a twice a year resentment that I deal with. Mm-hmm. That I think it's a confusion between activity and production. So I'm not a fan in any way endorse the concept of shifting time back and forth, because you really don't shift time. You're just playing with everyone's minds. It screws with people badly, I think.
Huh.
And I really hate getting up at 2 a.m.
You know what would be a solution to that problem, David Bates?
What?
Soaking in a nice, safe step walk-in tub.
You know, it would knock the edges off the stress and help you to relax and be able to go, you know what? It's okay. I'll be all right. And this is the better one. This is the one where we get the hour back.
Yes.
One in the spring is the real stressor. So, you know, probably need to plan ahead for the one that's coming up in the spring.
You could get yourself a pumpkin spice smelling bath bomb and drop it in the walk-in tub, I'm sure.
You guys want to see my walk-in tub?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to take you in there.
Oh.
She's actually going to walk in.
Oh, she's got the shaker style trim going too. I like that.
I am. I'm headed out today, so I'm already at work. I have got three appointments: one in Franklin, Kentucky; one in Goodlettsville; and one in Cottontown. But here is. So that's why I'm all dutered up. Here is my walk-in safe step walk-in tub.
Cool.
And. So it has a door. It's awesome.
Yes.
It's kind of like a spa because you have jets on your back. You have jets on your feet. Massage those tootsies and micro-soothe the bubbles that exfoliate, clean, pull the toxins out of your skin. So it's pretty wonderful. So I bet you didn't think you were going to see me in the bathtub this morning.
You know what? I actually did not give it any thought. So, you know, so you're right.
Oh my gosh. Look at there.
So here it is. And then you can get really down in it and float.
Well, you know, and the good thing about that,
which is nice.
The good thing about that, Sally.
Yeah.
Is that it has the depth that gives you the real therapeutic massage ability. You know, most tubs, the little jacuzzi type tubs, are not deep enough to really do that, and that gives you that extra depth.
Yeah, and I don't know if you can see,
but we can see.
You can sit down and shut the door because of the shape of it. The U-shaped doors, you have to stand up, and a lot of times people slide out.
So there are different varieties of the walk-in tubs.
We have a real shower, like a true stand-up shower.
I see that.
So, and who would want a walk-in bathtub? It's pretty much all of us,
yeah.
Because it's the way a bathtub should have been made in the first place.
Well, one thing for sure, Sally, is that, and I hate to break this to anybody, I mentioned it earlier, none of us are getting younger.
It's true.
And as we get older, the parts stop working quite as well. And I'm talking about, you know, feet and ankles and, oh, man, did you kick the heater over?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
Oh, he didn't do that.
No.
It's just lying over.
Oh.
And Josh is, we have a heater for Josh to try to keep him, because this whole program, Sally, is about Josh.
You're just talking about not getting any younger, and he's over here acting like he's just some old man freezing to death.
So anyway, Josh kicked his heater over. But the point is that as we age, stepping over things becomes decidedly more of a chore. It's a lot more difficult. You know, as I walked in this morning, I somehow mysteriously got my foot wrapped up in a cable. Now, we got no shortage of cables around here, but from my experience, things like extension cords and garden hoses and tree branches, they conspire to trip you and injure you. And so the last thing you need to do is have to step over a high side, and a step-in tub like that is incredible.
Well, and let's talk about scary, right? Today's Halloween. Falling in a bathtub. It is getting in. People can get in. It's getting out.
Right.
You know, it's slippery, you're wet, you're naked. who wants a paramedic? I mean, let's face it. That's scary.
It's not a pretty picture.
You find people several days after the fall because people are alone, and most people don't bring those, you know, those little alarm systems in the bathtub with them. So it is safe. It's so important. Nobody wakes up and says, today's the day I'm going to break my hip.
No, and I had one of my dear friends just broke hers earlier this week. And so, consequently, you know, she's going to have several weeks of difficulties out ahead of her. She's really, you know, for an 80-something-year-old individual, she's in great physical shape. However, as I know too well, you know, I've injured my right knee twice within a month, and the healing process as we get older also slows down. So it's the benefits of being able to get in, not to mention the therapeutic benefits of being able to immerse yourself in a jacuzzi tub and be able to relax all that and alleviate pain. Those are all wonderful.
Or get warm.
Or just get warm if you're cold natured like Josh, kicking the heater over.
I didn't kick it over.
And you really, you know, it's science behind feeling better in hot water. Hot water is a lot like a cup of chicken noodle soup. There's nothing that doesn't feel better when you're sitting in nice hot water. And it's actually scientific. And did you know you can burn 130 calories taking a 30-minute bath? It also stimulates exercise. So it dilates your blood vessels, improves your circulation. So it's fantastic, especially for people with diabetes, because circulation is the name of the game for them. And it's, it's life changing.
No, I can see benefits for even if we're talking about the geriatric set. If you've got young children, this seems to me like it would be a whole lot safer than picking up a squirming little slippery little boy or something like that. You'd just be able to open the door and let them walk out and run down the hallway naked.
My favorite thing in the world, my least favorite thing in the world.
Bath time?
I love giving Sam a bath. Uh-huh. It's when, hey, are you ready to get out? Yeah. And then he's trying to climb out, and then he, you know, inevitably falls or does whatever. Now, he's two, so his bones are bendable. And nothing happens yet. So, but still, he gets up and he goes, ugh.
And again, and we're talking about the humans in this world, too. Right. But I have two canines that it would be a great thing to have something like this to where you, especially when you have the stand-up shower and you bring down the thing, you'd be able to open the door, put it in there, here we go. Wash really, them up and let them roll.
Really alleviate all the mess associated with keeping your canine clean.
Now, Sally, are these difficult to retrofit in most homes?
No, not at all. That's what we do. That's our job is to we've designed it for as a remodel. Most tubs are put in a house before the walls are put in. This is designed to go in a house. And so the tub... We make it in a way that we can fit through most doors. I mean, it's very rare that there's a house that we can't get a tub in. In fact, I was in one yesterday in Huntsville, and we're going to actually go through her bedroom wall, which is unusual. But we'll find a way if you
where
want
to. Where there is a will, there is a way.
Now, there's also a safe step walk-in tub gal
What is the minimum door opening that your pieces have to pass through? So what do you have to have at least?
Well, we can get through a 24-inch door.
Okay. So
that's even with our big boy tub. We got a big boy tub, and can make it work.
So approximately, I know every job is a little different. You know, you have to go in there, and you have to take out the existing tub and shower facility, and then you've got to bring the other one back in. Of course, there may be tile considerations that have to be done with another contractor. I'm not sure how all that's handled, but what is the process in terms of time, generally speaking?
98 out of 100 we can do in one day.
Oh, wow.
So our installers are the best in the industry, and all they do is install SafeStep walk-in tubs and showers. We also have walk-in showers. But all they do is install those every day, day after day after day after day. They're professionals, and there isn't anything they haven't seen.
So they've got plumbing skills, they've got electrical skills, they've got caulking skills, they've got painting skills, they've got trim carpenter skills, they've got tile skills, they've got everything that they're going to need when they roll up to the job, because you do I imagine there's a lot of pre-visits.
They got electrical issues they'll have to encounter.
Again, you got to put that pump in somewhere and make sure that you can run it all the way back to the.
Yeah, we run the electricity. The pump is already on the tub itself when we install it, but we run a direct line from the breaker box, so it has its own dedicated line. Doesn't draw much; it's like 12 amps.
Okay,
but it has a dedicated line, and we have an electrician. And our guys, I mean, they do all of it. We don't do tile, but we can easily take out tile if necessary. If people's tile looks good, I say keep it. You know, it saves you on a surround and it keeps matching your bathroom. But oh my gosh, our guys are the best. And I want to say this about pets and children. I talked to this client. I asked her how she liked her tub. She said, "Well, I'll tell you what, I'm granny of the month." You know, little kids
love them. I would imagine so.
The MicroSoothe bubbles I was telling you about, how it cleans and exfoliates, it is so good for you, but it was originally designed for dogs with skin issues.
Really? Pets. Stop.
And then the people who are watching the dogs, their skin got so healthy that they figured out that it was pretty awesome for us too.
Josh, are your dogs watching?
Probably.
Huh? I mean, I know they watch a lot of TV, so.
Dogs? Well. Yeah. The dogs probably all sitting there pretty excited about this show.
With their tongues hanging out.
Well, no, we've got, and we actually do have one that has a bit of an allergy issue. So, I mean, and she's the skipper key. So, she likes her bath, but I mean, the other one.
What about cats? Huh? Is this good? Is this good for cats?
If you can get them in the tub.
So I got three cats.
Oh my goodness. Well, Sally, there is a ball game tomorrow.
Yeah. Now we're going to, before we segue to this, let's just talk this. Sally, I know folks are going to want to contact you. What do they need to do to get in touch with you to get more information about these great products that you've got out there?
Call me. Ready for the phone number.
Okay.
615-347-6276.
615-347-6276.
It's my one and only number. It's the one my mother calls, so...
So, taking all calls this morning. So you'll make sure you reach out there. And
she, Leah, she mentioned she's going to Kentucky. She's going to Kentucky. She's going to Alabama.
So I mean, how much territory do you cover? I mean,
I drive as far as 4 hours away. And if anybody's watching this from farther away, you know, I put it on my Facebook page. I have friends from all around America. I'll do a virtual meeting if you're outside of my 4 hour radius.
Well, that's excellent because, you know, we've got folks that are tuning in here from all over the
California,
country and, you know,
Illinois,
and
Minnesota.
All, yeah. Old okay. parts beyond. So we, you know,
Petersburg.
Hopefully you'll hear from those folks. And we appreciate you coming on talking about that. And I have to say it's something that's really going to be a life changing event for a lot of folks, being able to safely get in and out of the tub. And
You've got more than one color, too, I would imagine, right?
No, oh, yeah. You could have any color you want as long as it's bone or white.
Okay.
And I just want to say this. I really, 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 really appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you so much.
Well, we're not done yet. We're not done yet.
I wanted to say it before we start talking about the Bengals and the Titans.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about the Bengals and the Titans.
Okay, segue.
Michael is here. Now, Michael texted me during the second quarter of the football game last week.
I will say that it was a kind of a nasty text to you.
Josh been bragging and everything. Uh-huh. Oh, man, the Titans are good. They're good. Ain't good.
He said we were stinking it up.
Were stinking it up.
I just told him. I said, we never said that the Pittsburgh Steelers weren't good.
Are the Steelers better than the Bills?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I
told you last week the Titans barely squeaked by most of those wins.
It only takes one point
but
to
the other
win.
Side, they only barely lost. They could have tied that game.
No, that's true. I mean, that's true. So, if you're the kicker, how bad do you feel?
He doesn't feel bad.
I know he's getting paid. That's why.
And you know what? There have been years and years that I've lamented how we were one play away from winning. And now we're one play and we're winning because we're a winning team. So it's a game of inches.
Well, the good thing about it is
barely winning.
All the pressure of any undefeated talk, you know, you get
it's gone.
You get that out of the way. You know, this being undefeated means nothing. Ask the Patriots a few years back in Super Bowl, how good undefeated treat you. You know, I wouldn't want – that's too much pressure for anybody to handle, I believe, at least in American football.
I think we do well flying under the radar, our team.
Well, we have no choice because nobody will give it. I think T comes back way down the line when they're running it through on SportsCenter. You know, you get much to T, you have to start with D. Okay, and it's all about Dallas, and it's all about Cincinnati.
There's a team that's got some problems.
Oh, yeah. I like the Titans, just to be clear. Uh-huh. I just like to tease Josh. Now, I did take responsibility for that loss.
You should.
Because I'm cursed that if a game matters and I'm watching the team that it matters for, they will lose. I used up all my good – No, it is. I used up all my good sports karma in 2011 for Game 6 of the World Series. After that – If I root, they lose.
I didn't realize you had that kind of power, Mike.
I did. It's a gift.
But it'll be a bounce back game tomorrow. If we play our game, take them one play at a time. Throw it to number 11. Give it to 22.
It is in Cincinnati tomorrow.
It is in Cincinnati.
So it's going to be windy.
So when you're watching a game, because number one, Sally is the number one Titans fan. She's on row one in the south end zone.
Most years.
I mean. Most years she's
the we were almost out of the stadium last week. Now we had really great seats. Now Sally and Sally is also a saint. She's Saint Sally because she was kind enough to call me and we got together and we were able to procure tickets, me and Poppy Joe.
Right.
So we were sitting in the club level last week.
Right.
In this little private box. It's at the very end of the south end zone up there on top, right there in the little corner.
So are those
there
the
were 20 seats?
Are those the seats you have every week?
No,
Sally, is that just that one?
We get to play. Where will we sit next week? Game every week.
Oh well, that's kind of cool.
Well, we're doing the tour of the stadium, so I mean
that's kind of cool. That's what you call from the marketing end. Making the most of what you've got, and you know it's a bad situation for all parties and all kinds of things. But to be sure, to be able to use it to give others the chance to consider the prospects of upgrading, it's a nice little
consider the prospects.
Well, I mean for the boxes, you know, for. Almost everybody, self included, you know, those are out of the reach.
I think we're going to get an Earth Mix suite next year, though, right? Is that right?
Yeah, don't hold your breath on.
Okay,
that.
Well, I mean, but anyway, it's good to talk to you, Sally. And again, I know we'll be watching the game tomorrow. Michael can't watch because he says he can listen to it.
No, I can watch because now it doesn't matter.
Well, you know, she is the sweetheart of the at-home show. She has been for a couple of decades now, although she's not even that old.
No.
Which is a
Hey, Michael, I just want to give you a pass because the kicker wore his
socks.
Sock. Yeah, I was going to describe it, but I'll keep it family. Mm-hmm. But he wore his sock. Why? Why would he do that?
Because I was watching.
Yep. It wasn't even cold. It was a beautiful day.
Hey, come on again soon, dear. We love you very much. We appreciate your friendship, and make sure you give Sally a call. What's that number again, Josh?
615-347-6276.
You can talk to Sally about getting a walk-in tub, and I'm done in a day most of the time, so that's great. Thanks again, Sally, and we look forward to talking to you soon. So,
alrighty,
there you are,
and we're back.
We were never away. We were here the whole time.
Yes, it is nice. Now again, you'd have to see we'll have to do a tour of the palatial green room here. We were actually looking at Sally on a different screen instead of having to crane our heads.
Well, it was very nice that we now have a studio monitor.
Yeah,
so that we can look straight at her and she can look straight at us. Just took me a while to get my head wrapped around the ins and outs of the technology. And this morning, after I had purchased a little webcam, and mm-hmm. I thought, well, if I can come up with these cables, and I've got the... So anyway, it all worked out. So
David is now a full-fledged radio engineer, because that's how we all did it.
Well, you know, guessing. You just kind of go, well, I mean, looking back, I didn't have
what
to use...
What happens if I do this?
I didn't have to use this four-port USB hub, because Michael's...
Everybody's got a spare one of those laying around,
now,
too.
This is a true story. I did do radio engineering for a while, like messing with the transmitters and stuff. Uh-huh. And I left that station, went to another station, and the owner knew I'd been an engineer. So he was like, I want to save some money. Got my morning show guy going to be doing my engineering. He goes, how much you know about transmitters? I said, enough to be deadly. He's like, okay. So
we need to get us a real engineer.
I say, because right? I'll sit there and go, let's just unplug that and see what happens.
Josh, did you have any photographs that you were wanting to share out there on yours today? Did we kind of bypass that?
Well, actually, we're going to go back into with Sally's technology, and if you want to just go to this one again, this is the brochure that she sent us, and we're looking at this, and it is a self-contained unit. I mean, you've got your pump there on the side, you've got your jets where you can see how it works and everything that goes along with it. Plumbing is just one of those things that you got to figure out how to. It goes left, it goes right, it goes up, but it, you know, you have to pump it to get it to point A to point B. But this is a neat little system. I mean, it's amazing how it would go in there and retrofit and roll on with it. So, you know, again, we were going to roll with that and see how it goes.
Well, I think they've really done a great job of doing their homework from the engineering side of figuring out how to get that through even the most narrow of doorways, so 24 inches are pretty...
I don't know why anybody would want a 2-0 width door going into a bathroom.
Or into anywhere, even a pantry. I mean...
Yeah, a pantry, that's a good pantry size. 2-4 is better, but 2-0s are... That's a little skinny.
I should have asked her this, but I'm assuming that it's some kind of watertight seal that keeps the water from going out through the door.
Well, yes, you've got a watertight seal.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I've always wondered, like, you know, you got to be careful because...
Well, the door opens to the inside.
So
the more water you have inside, the more pressure is applied. It makes the seal that much tighter.
Gotcha. That was my actual
question.
So
in order to open the door, you have to drain the tub so that it will open. So.
And I'm noticing that this little gadget right here, I'm going to say that has something to do with a locking mechanism.
Yeah,
so I mean, this is a gas.
You have to drain it to be able to get the door open.
But, you know, so you got a little crumb cruncher wanting to run through there. You're probably not going to fill it all the way full. But I mean, for a pet, it would be amazing.
Anyway, give Shelly's number one more time.
615-347-6276. Okay. That is the number for the Safe Step walk-in tub.
We have not talked about plants really at all.
At all
morning.
Today.
And we are, after all, at Bates Nursery. And we'll talk about what we do here for just a moment. And you can see we've got a lot of different things. This Ogon spirea, which is we have down here in front, the bright
Ogon
yellow spirea, has a very different, very narrow leaf on it. But
that's cool looking.
Fall gives us a lot of different colors, and you get other times of year. If you're, you know, everything from the Henry's Garnet Itea, we've got the Sengokaku or these coral bark Japanese maples. Now, these really start showing their stuff when the weather gets cold. I mean, they'll get a brilliant red color stems.
This one's actually starting to turn. You can see a little bit here.
So there's a lot of interest for fall and winter landscaping.
Something's on fire behind me and behind you as well.
You got burning bushes back there. You want them to salatus. They're really showing their stuff right now. They quickly will drop off. We're going to move into the range where the conifers are the item of greatest interest because there's a lot of color in those things. So it doesn't matter what your landscape is. Having a monoculture is not one of the things that you probably want to do. You want to have a variety of things so that you have interest and color in your garden throughout the season. So we invite you to come out and see us at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, where our landscape professionals will, if you'll bring photographs on your smartphone or tablet along with you, we'll diagnose your particular situation and make suggestions based on what's going to give you the look that you're wanting to get out of it and help you to get the right plants in the right place the first time. And we take the guesswork out of it. We want to assure that when you get home, you're going to know where what you have purchased is going to go and give you the things to have optimal results out of it growing wise. And of course, we are a proud seller of EarthMix Garden products. So we're open from 9 until 4 o'clock today. We are open from noon until 4 tomorrow, and through the week it is 9 until 4 o'clock. So come on out and see us. We've got a couple of Sundays left here for the fall season, so I encourage you to come on out today. The weather could not be better. It's going to be crisp. It's going to be sunny, beautiful conditions. Load up the kids and come along out to Bates Nursery and Garden Center, where we are conveniently located 1 mile north of Briley Parkway at exit 19 on White Creek Pike, which is just minutes from Rivergate, Upper Mills, Nashville West. And I promise you, it's worth the drive no matter where you're coming from. Downtown Nashville, Nashville West, all good.
33 money-saving minutes north of the 37167, too, by the way.
And because you're not going to get the variety of selection anywhere else. So come on out and see us at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. By the way, we have been beautifying Nashville since 1932. My grandmother started this business those 88 years ago. We are fortunate to have been named Best of Nashville by the Nashville Scene Readers for 17 years. Also, my blog, and I'll make this very quick, In the Garden with Bates Nursery for the second year in a row was runner-up.
Runner-up.
So thank you for everyone who voted for that. You can, if you want to get the newsletter and see what I'm talking about, go to BatesNursery.com, scroll down the page to newsletter, and you can, once you do that, you can go down to the bottom where the actual the last several weeks newsletters are posted right there, and you can check out what I've written in there and what about. So check us out, BatesNursery.com, Bates Nursery and Garden Center, beautifying Nashville since 1932. And thank you for letting me go on there for just a moment. I do appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Sean Connery has passed.
Yeah, that's really a sad thing.
It's a bummer.
I really enjoyed he and Alec Baldwin in Hunt for Red October.
Bill Hayes says his top five movie of his.
Oh, it's a
The
great
Rock.
Movie.
The Rock was great with Nicolas Cage.
Yep. Uh-huh. So yeah, it also had Ed Harris in that one as well.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People. I'm telling you, it set the stage for 007.
Do you guys know what his final movie was?
I do not.
It had a, he was a voice of a dragon, I believe. I can't recall the.
Was not? No, you're thinking of Dragonheart. It was The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Yep. Came out in 2003. Okay. That's the movie he retired on. It was a flop.
That was his last movie?
He retired. It was so bad.
It was cut wrong. It was a good movie, but it was cut wrong.
But here's where we go for. He was the original pick for Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. He passed it up.
To do this
for the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, because he said that he understood that movie better than Lord of the Rings. And I'm going,
he would have done well as Gandalf.
No, he would have. You don't know. It's like people would say they can't see Tom Selleck as Indiana Jones. He was the original Indiana Jones. He was the pick before Harrison Ford. And he couldn't do it because he was filming Magnum P.I.
Yeah. Couldn't get out of that contract. Yeah. How unfortunate.
He did okay.
He still worked out.
Yeah, he worked out all right.
Worked out good for both of them, as a matter of fact. But you don't know that it would have worked out for Tom Selleck like it did for Harrison Ford. You don't know that.
And, you know, let's face it, Sean Connery probably wouldn't have come back to do the Hobbit movies like Ian McClellan did.
And it's hard to picture Gandalf as anybody else.
Well, now it is, but before you saw it, you wouldn't have known.
He was perfect, perfectly cast.
Michael, I know you've got an image up on your screen over there. We want to make sure and get that going there.
I put it up there so we just had something fun to look at instead of my background on my computer. But yeah, that's my little boy. He's available for hauling stuff.
He is a happy guy. Now, I tell you what, now that he's in this element right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that is right where he wants to be. Now, is he able to drive that yet?
That was right before he drove it into a tree. And
did that smile go away momentarily?
Momentarily, yeah. But then you guys may not believe me on this. Let me back this up real fast. He got out and then he pushed it. Hold on, it's there. Yeah. Oh. He pushed it.
Into the tree?
No. This is after I backed it out. And he said, no, that's where it's parked.
Oh.
He's strong as heck. So I'm willing to slave him out for your benefit. All you got to do is pay me, $1,000 an hour, and he'll carry your minuscule loads in the back of that truck.
Well, and the fact that he can push a Mack truck,
Strongest boy right there.
Oh, I'm telling you, that is impressive.
He's going to give Ross Edgley a run for his money here pretty soon.
Could be. All righty, folks. I tell you what, it's going to be an interesting week in the United States of America. David and I and Michael and everybody.
I've already voted personally.
We encourage you to use your rights as an American.
Vote
whichever way you want
to. However it is you feel, vote.
And real fast, before we run out of time, you asked me to look up the Metro Nashville Halloween stuff.
Yes.
Basically, they just want you to follow the CDC guidelines.
Right.
So
to the extent you can do it safely,
do it.
Everything is on. So.
All righty, folks.
Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, absolutely. The music means we got to get out of here. But next Saturday morning, we'll be here for you for another at-home show with Josh Carey and David Bates.
We'll be kicking over the heater next week, too.
We didn't kick it.
You mule kicked it down.
We knocked it over. But be safe out there if you're trick-or-treating. And mom and dad, go through the candy first so you can get what you want, and everything will be great. We'll see you next week.